Merci.
The critical explanation or interpretation of a body of work. We examine the fandoms of young and old, looking from origin to ending and everywhere in between. They say you never truly know someone until you know what they are passionate about. Sit back and buckle up. Welcome to the Exegesis.
How's it going, everybody? Hopefully everybody can hear me. Let me just double check my settings real quick. This thing has been giving me fits. Looks like it's still working, so awesome. Good to go. All right. So welcome to the Exegesis, everybody. It is another Thursday night, and we are live on the YouTube. We come to you live. Every Thursday at around 6 o'clock. I pushed it back a little bit today. Not near as long as I thought it was going to be, I thought I'd be on a lot sooner, but my computer broke that I normally broadcast from. So I had to using my work laptop and had to get microphones and all that kind of stuff all set up, a headset and everything, just in case people showed up and live in the chat. I know this seems to be a popular night. All of a sudden, it's crazy. You start to get a little traction, and next thing you know, there's 15 other shows that start to go on the same night. But that's all right. Whether we have people in the chat, whether people listen to the show, I do this because I have a lot of thoughts in my head. And if I don't get them out, it's just going to drive me crazy. Plus, you never know. Once it's released in audio format, we could always gain an audience that way. And people sometimes come into the chat late, which is fine and dandy, not a problem. Glad you are here, glad you are listening in. Of course, we are part of the Red 5 Network. I say we, the collective we. I am one of the numerous content creators. We have all sorts of excellent programming that goes on throughout the week, and you could always follow us at our bio link, bio.link/red5, and you'll get all that goodness. Over 20 individual podcasts put out content on the weekly. So whether it's live shows, whether it is just audio podcasts. We are there for you. And of course, the link for this show is bio.link/exegesis, EXEGESIS. And of course, if you could always do the reverse of that, I guess is what I was told. So it'd be EXEGESIS, exegesis, / bio.link, and that will get you there as well. Don't have any guests tonight, and that's fine and dandy. I really wasn't sure how well I was going to do tonight. It's been a week at work, finally getting back out into the field, walking lots, and also worked in the office as well. And stamina is a real issue. But yeah, that's fine. Programming notes coming up in the month of November. I believe, let me just double check my calendar here. So next Thursday is the 2nd of November, and I'll be traveling back to Houston for hopefully my last cancer appointment for this year, but we'll see what happens. So I'll probably try to broadcast that Friday, which would be the 3rd, or perhaps Wednesday, the 1st, before I leave. So it'll be a special episode either way. Should be pretty interesting time. Let me just pull up my schedule real quick. That way you guys know what we're going to be talking about. And of course, again, I am on a computer that I'm not used to, so things are going to be just a little behind here. Looks like next week we're going to be talking about Star Wars and religion. I know they say that things you don't talk about are politics and religion, but I think Star Wars is an interesting case. We're not really looking at religion as a do or don't, but what types of religious tropes are alluded to or flat out mentioned. And so we'll be looking at that next week. Perhaps I'll have a guest next week to talk about that. If not, that's okay. Should be pretty interesting. The month of November itself is going to be actually pretty cool. I got Star Wars religion. Then have, which is better, Disney live action or the Disney animation. But basically, we're going to look at the animation movies such as Aladdin, Mulan, things like that, that were animated to start with, and now they're redoing it as live action. Which one was better? We'll see if we can get a couple of guests on for that one as well. Then on the 17th, we're going to have Star Wars gaming, the best and worst of, and we're going to have Level Up Arcade is going to join us for that one. Hopefully on the 23rd, actually that's Thanksgiving, so I think we're going to do another one where it'll be either a Thursday a Wednesday or a Friday episode. And hopefully we're going to have Roe and perhaps another guest on there to talk about JFK. And then the last week of November, we're going to talk about the title of this one's called Writer's Block. Why is it so hard to come up with new ideas? So that's our look for the upcoming month of November. Should be a lot of fun. Hopefully you'll get to join us for that. Hey, in the chat, we got F-Class Heroes. Hope everything's going well for you, Swole. It's an interesting topic tonight. We have High Republic, which is something new that they've come out with. the last few years to trying to gain that that fan base back into to relate some new stories and infuse more life into the Star Wars franchise. Trying to see if I have anything else. So yeah, I did want to play. I don't know if I actually have it. Let me double check. Again, it is a new computer since mine crashed. Yep, here it is. So yeah. Listen in.
Rancho Obi-Wan, the Guinness World Records certified largest Star Wars memorabilia collection. Located in Petaluma, California, featuring the collection of super collector, author, and Star Wars fan ambassador Steve Sansweet.
The most powerful Jedi ever.
Visit RanchoObi-Wan.org and subscribe to the Rancho Obi-Wan Virtual Museum. A fun, authentic fan experience featuring rare photos, videos, Steve Sansweet Q&As, virtual tours of the museum, exclusive behind-the-scenes stories and information, and so much more. Plus, your subscription helps ensure the future of the museum. It's the Rancho Obi-Wan Virtual Museum. Subscribe now at RanchoObi-Wan.org. Get tons of cool perks, information, and history of Star Wars collecting from the man who knows it best, Steve Sansweet, while contributing to the preservation of the world's largest Star Wars memorabilia collection. RanchoObi-Wan.org.
Hello there.
Rancho Obi-Wan, the Guinness World Records certified.
And that wasn't supposed to loop, but you know what? Hey, again, I don't know how many times I can blame a different computer on my inexperience here. But, you know, it is what it is. Should be a lot of fun. So, yeah, Rancho Obi-Wan, they really need our help. Steve has an amazing collection that needs to be preserved, and the way that he goes about doing that is with his memberships. So just Google Rancho Obi-Wan, you'll get to the website, click on the memberships link, and see what you can do to help him out. Really cool guy. I know that he was on not too terribly long ago with the guys from Scarif podcast. Really great interview. Amazing, amazing collection. Definitely want to keep that up. All right. Yes. All right. So F-Class says that, you know, he's been good. He has a fun interview coming out this weekend. So I want everyone to go check out Drop Zone. It's, man, he's had several really good interviews called Downtime in the Ring, I believe is, and of course I always have that mental block, but I believe it's Downtime in the Ring, where he gets to interview different wrestlers, and he does an amazing job with that. There's lots of good content over on the Drop Zone, so go check them out. All right, folks. Normally, I would have all sorts of graphics and, you know, videos and comments, but I don't have that this time. Downtime in the Ring. All right, there it is. It's a really good series that that he puts on over there. So definitely go check him out on the Drop Zone. So if you could just put the link into the comments here so people can find it, and then, yeah, that'd be awesome. And I'll put it in the show description as well. So, High Republic. And I'll minimize this so I can actually see myself, make sure I'm not drooling everywhere. All right. So, High Republic. What is High Republic? Well, the Star Wars High Republic was a multimedia project that consisted of stories from the Star Wars franchise set during an era which spans 350 all the way up to 50 years before the Skywalker saga. So 50 years before the prequel trilogy. So episode 1, 2, and 3. It is set hundreds of years after the fall of the Old Republic. So the initiating event of this franchise was called the Great Disaster, involving the antagonistic space Vikings known as the, and I'll probably mispronounce this, Nihil, and the subsequent intervention of the Jedi. So I'm not sure. Let me ask the chat here. Hey, Rose here, Scarif Scuttlebutt. You're not late. I'm actually just now getting into it. New computer and technical difficulties, but we're finally rocking and rolling here. So this New Republic, when they set it up, they decided that they're going to do it in three stages or phases. The first phase, which was titled Light of the Jedi, ran from January of 2021 to February of 2022. So we had a full year of content, and then we'll get to the individual content numbers as we get into it. The second phase is titled Quest of the Jedi, and it started, there was a little bit of downtime there, it started in October of 2022, and I believe it's still ongoing till November of 2023. And then the third phase that they have is scheduled to pick up in November of this year, November 2023, Trials of the Jedi, and that will be kicked off with George Mann's novel Eye of Darkness. So yeah, I'm not sure. Well, how about you guys in the chat? Have you picked up any? Rose says that he really tried to give High Republic a chance, but it was not for me. I know that there are several friends that I talked to that said, you know what, I got into the first book, but about midway through the second one, it kind of lost its steam. And as it went along, you know, it was hard to keep up. I've had, in fact, I put a poll out on the Twitterverse, and let me pull that up. All right. So far, and there's still plenty of time left in this poll. But I've had 22 votes on it, which is fantastic for my little crap show of a podcast here, to get that many votes on it. So I was really excited. It said, how do you think it's been so far? If you love it, tell me why. If you hate it, tell me why. If it's not what you expected, hey, tell me why. Answer in the comments. And I had a couple of comments there, but hey, 22 votes, 45% so far have said, I just can't get into it. And I can understand that. It's different. It's a whole new set of characters. And for some, it's, and I think we're going to get into some of the reasons why. We have 41%, so a very close second, said it's fantastic. And then 14% said it's not what I expected. I was hoping to get a lot more comments, and especially of that category of why wasn't it what you expected? Is that good or bad, or just kind of indifferent? But the two comments that I got, and it helps if I don't try to answer my own comment there. So read Star Wars, Victor says, as a lifelong Star Wars fan and Star Wars book reader for 20-ish years, The High Republic is by far one of my favorite Star Wars stories ever told. One of the best cast of characters in any Star Wars story. And I love the brand new era that we never even saw explored in Legends. So, read Star Wars. Victor, thank you very much for that comment. Nihil says, I started reading earlier this year. I didn't know much about it until I played Survivor, and I fell in love. It's become become my favorite era, with some of my all-time favorite Jedi and villains, some of the most unique Star Wars we've ever gotten. Absolutely recommend it. So thank you for those comments. As a book reader, I think I'm in that middle category. It's not really what I expected. And I've gotten into three of them, the first three novels. I like what they've done with some of the Force abilities. But where I'm falling short on this is that there is so much content to read that if you don't read all of it, there's a lot of it that you're going to miss. And let's go ahead and get into this a little bit deeper. So, and I'm not sure why they did it this way. So the where'd it go? All right. So we have in phase one, it is set between 262 and 131 BBY before the Battle of Yavin. So yeah, 262 years before the Battle of Yavin, up to 131 years before. And the first book that came out was Light of the Jedi, written by Charles Soule, I believe, or Charles Soule. Soule, I believe, is how he does it. But here are the numbers, just for phase one. So, adult novels, there were three. Just three novels. You would think that, as most adults, that are Star Wars fans now would, you'd expect a little more, but only three novels. There were eight short stories. The first two things in reading order are short stories in phase one. Three adult novels. There are six junior novels or young readers. So we're not even talking about young adult. We're just talking about little kids, young readers, junior novels, six of them. There are three young adult novels. So like geared more towards teenage years. Young readers and junior novels are set to, I believe, 9 to 12, somewhere in there. Young adult is 13 to 17, and adult novels are 18 plus. So adult novels, 3. Junior novels, young readers, 6. Young adult novels, 3. Short stories, there are 8. There is also a radio drama. There's also 3 mangas. But to top it all off, there are 50 comic issues. My main problem is I don't live anywhere near a comic book store. So in order to get 3/4 of the High Republic content, I'll have to either order them online or drive 4 hours to a different city where they actually have a comic book store or something. So that's 50. I won't get a manga either, so that's 53. Radio drama, I probably won't sit through one. So there's 54 short stories, unless it comes out on a publication that I'm going to see, I probably won't get it. So there's 62. I might read or be able to get from the library the 3 adult novels, possibly the 3 young adult novels, and then maybe the 6 junior novels if I wanted to go into the kids section to pick up a Star Wars book. So, I mean, yeah, they bombarded the market with all the High Republic stuff. I think if they would have just, and I know that they wanted to try to bring in a lot of different fans from a lot of different eras, whether it is the comic book crowd or the younger readers, and bring them up with Star Wars stories and watch their favorite Jedi grow and evolve. But good gravy, that's a whole lot of materials that a lot of us aren't getting. Yeah, and that was. Andrew will not read all of that. And he even mentioned that in our chat, that there's just so much that's out there that it's just hard to get it all. And then if you don't get it all, then you're missing a lot of the main plot points. And yes, I agree. There were so many great authors that were in there as well. Go ahead and list them. Charles Soule was the first one, and it's being slow. George Mann, Claudia Gray is another one. Kevin Scott, another one. Daniel Jose Alder is great with comics, but I know he's written some of the younger adult novels as well. So, yeah, I mean, there's just Justina Ireland wrote a couple of things for it as well. But, you know, it's, and even for those that that got into the High Republic and they're reading all this stuff, and it's like, all right, great. You know what? I've read a lot of it. So I'm excited for phase 2, where we can continue these characters. And as we're leading up to the more or well-known Star Wars. But what do? Phase 2 comes out. Again, it's phase 2 took... It's phase 1 took a full year. They had 4 months off, and then phase 2 started. But phase 2 came out, and it is all set in 1 year. And that's the year 382. So phase two comes before phase one. And I think that's where they lost a lot of people. That they're like, wait, what a minute. So now we're going, instead of starting at the beginning and working our way up, we started here. And then phase two, we're going backwards in time. That just seems like a really weird shift to do. And, you know, they all got into a room at Skywalker Ranch and they planned all of this out. They already know who's riding what and in what place and which character. And here's my interpretation. This is, you know, Kevin Scott created this guy and this is how he is. And so if you're going to write him, you know, use this model. And they thought it was a good idea to start in the middle and then have phase two go to the prequels. I mean, it works for George, so I guess why not do it for the High Republic? I don't know. Does that make sense to anybody else? That you're going to start at 262 and then go back 100 years, 120 years, and tell that story as it goes forward? I don't quite get it. It doesn't make sense. No wonder people are having such a hard time getting into it. Yeah, wait. You get the first book, you read it, and then 15 comics come out, and you don't get comics. And then you read the second book, and it doesn't really pick up where the other one left off because there's all these comics and short stories and stuff in between. And all right, well, maybe they'll get back on track of it over here. And then, no, there's another 30 comics and 16 young adult novels. And here, all right, well, fine. Now we've got caught up, and I think it makes sense. All right, we'll wait for the next adult novel to come out. And it's set 120 years before the very first one that came out. I don't get it. But let's look at some of the stats for phase two. Now remember, this is phase two. Phase one had 74 entries. 53 of those are comic-based, whether it's comic book or manga. The rest of them are short stories, three young adult novels, three adult novels, and six of the junior readers. Phase two. Young adult, let's see, all right, adult novels. We'll start there. Two. Young adult novels. Two. Junior novels. Two. Short stories. Three. I bet you thought I was going to say two there, but three short stories. Then you can also throw in the radio drama, because there was one for the phase two as well. Manga, we have one. And comics, 24. 24 comics. So it's 24, 25, 7, 9, 31. 34th. So 35 entries, half of what we got in the phase one. So half in phase two. And we already know that phase three is going to start with an adult novel. I believe it's an adult novel by George Mann. and the eye, the Eye of Darkness, and that's again coming out next month. And we don't even know where this is. Maybe they're going before. Maybe they're going backwards. Maybe they're going to go back towards the Old Republic rather than move forward towards the prequel. Well, I mean, I don't guess they will, because they already made the announcement that, you know, hey, High Republic era ends 50 years before the Skywalker saga. And so we still have 100 so years that we haven't even got to yet in Phase 3. So I'm guessing that's going to be what Phase 3 is going to be. But the cast of characters is going to stay the same. And I'm going to pull up that list. That way I get them all. All right. So, yeah. Claudia Gray, Justina Ireland, Daniel Jose Older, Kevin Scott, Charles Soule. Those are the big heavy hitters. There are a few other ones that are in there as well that helped out with the comics, or I believe most of the young adult or young readers. But hey, we're also, don't forget, we're also getting maybe the Acolyte. Which is somewhere between, let's see if I can find it here. See if it says where it is. It's that at the end of the High Republic. Leslie Headland is going to be doing that one, I believe, still. I really don't know much about it. I believe they did finish filming it, so we will get at least some live action. It's not all going to be reading. Not that reading is bad, but I know that in order to keep up with things, it's helpful if it's on a limited run, or not branched out so much. And yes, I know that Star Wars had its Dark Horse run, it had its Marvel run, which is not even really, I mean, some of it's canon, some of it's not. The older stuff is now Legends, there's still, and that's great for those that read comics. Awesome. I'm glad they get Star Wars. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but it's not at the cost of, I guess, fans. I like to read some of the comics. I just don't get them frequently here, but I enjoyed, you know, reading some of the Vader comics. Dr. Aphra, I've read a few of online that sometimes will come through my library app that I have, but I still get to enjoy Star Wars content, whether it's on and those are all set in, I guess, modern times for Star Wars, so set before at the end of the original trilogy and before the sequel trilogy is where a lot of this comics go. But it's not required reading. You don't have to go pick them up to understand what's going on in the main course of action. Whereas in seems like in the High Republic, if you're not picking up all these comics, you're lost. You're not going to get introduced to a lot of the main characters. You're not going to get a lot of the plot points. And you're going to look at this novel and you're going to look and then toss it, because you're not going to know what's going on. And it's just not going to make sense. So, I mean, I'm glad that they put stuff out for that group of fans. But phase one having 53 comic type. And yeah, there's, I mean, some of the comic runs had seven or five or six issues in each one. But, you know, five runs of five comics is 25 issues. So, say, you know, that's 10 runs of five comic issues. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like that those of us that don't read it are missing so much. And the bad thing is that the High Republic does have a lot of cool Force abilities. They have a lot of cool villains. You know, whether it's Marcion Rowe, Gazga, I mean, you know, who knows? All right, so Science Fictionary is here, so appreciate you stopping in, Andrew. He says, when I'm reading, I'll read a 300-page novel every 3 to 4 days, but it's got to be worth reading or I'll move on to something else pretty quick. And I'm the same way. I read, if I'm sitting alone and it's quiet, which, God help me with my kids, it's never really quiet. But I was averaging 100 pages an hour to read. I could finish a full-length novel in a day if left to my own devices, if it was good. I read the first one, The Light of the Jedi, and I liked it. I really did. And then I got to the second one, which I believe was Rising Storm, I believe, by Kevin Scott. And I got about halfway into it, and I'm like, I don't get it. I'm missing something. And I set it down, and I just never picked it up. Or was that Edge of Darkness? I'll have to look. Now I got to look and see which one that was. Let's see, Light of the Jedi came out January 5th of 2021. And then the next one was, Rising Storm, Kevin Scott, came out in June 29th of 2021. But in between the two novels, we had 30 different pieces of literature that I didn't read, whether it's a manga, whether it's, let's see, I can count them. All right, so there's that one. So comics, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 comics, 16, 17, 18 comics. We had two mangas, and we had 1, 2, 3 short stories, two junior novels, all came in between the release of the two main novels. And I lost interest. I picked up, let's see, and that was The Fallen Star, which came out almost a year later, 364 days later. It was called High Republic, The Fallen Star by Claudia Gray. But in between, there was another 35 pieces of literature that I didn't get. Hey, Luna Girl, how you doing? Thanks for stopping by. So I got lost. And I started it because I like Claudia Gray and her writing style. I like the way that she really builds her characters. And for an amazing interview, Go check out the Scarif podcast and search for the Claudia Gray interview. It was really, really, really good. So, yeah. So, hey, Luna Girl, did you ever get into the High Republic? Or is that kind of a hard or soft pass for you? Since you just came into the chat, figure I'll pick on you for a little bit. I don't know. For me, I really wanted good Star Wars. I really did. I wanted to really enjoy new characters and new situations and new threats to the galaxy. But to have phase one with 74 pieces and me only really being interested in three of them, and she tried to listen to it on audiobook and it just wasn't for her. I agree. I wanted to like it. I really, really did. I love Star Wars. I love new stories. It just couldn't hold my attention. And then, 74 pieces in phase one, 35 in phase two, and all 35 are prequels set 120 years before anything in phase one. The timing just doesn't make sense. They need to let Kevin Shinnick write another book. I'm not sure which one he wrote on that one. I can try to look it up really quick. But I bet Andrew will beat me to it. Scrolling. Oh, Force Collector. Oh, okay. Yes. Amazing book. I was thinking High Republic. I liked Force Collector. There's so many good authors. And I'm not knocking the authors that we had for High Republic. I enjoyed Kevin Scott's work. I enjoyed Claudia Gray's work. Charles Soule's work, I enjoy. I don't think that it's a issue of the writers. I think it's an issue of so many outlets getting so much playing time in the sandbox that matter to the story when a lot of us can't get it. I mean, how many of us knew that there was 8 short stories in phase one and 3 short stories in phase two? Unless you're a Star Wars Insider magazine reader, you're probably not going to read them because that's where they were released. It wasn't regular public consumption. Who would have known that, hey, in order to get to the plot, some of the plots in High Republic, you really have to read 4 mangas? I wouldn't have thought of it. For this crucial plot point here, you really need to go listen to this radio drama. Yeah, it's really written well, but didn't know that it was out there. I was really surprised at how many different things that were out there to fill in all of the blanks. Maybe it's just because I'm not used to that. Maybe because we were told pay attention to these stories rather than the EU. I agree. Never thought when they came out that Aftermath trilogy would end up being the best stuff behind Zahn stuff. I agree. I really enjoy the Aftermath trilogy. I thought that he did an amazing job. But from what I understand, he really had a sour taste in his mouth after he finished that project that he didn't want to write anymore for him. But you know, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. You know, and Aftermath filled in a lot of the blanks that we didn't get in live action. And so I enjoyed reading about that. And so, oh, okay, here's where this fits in. And oh, wow. All right, now I had this visualization of the Battle of Jakku, or the remnants of the battle that we see in Force Awakens. Like, oh, wow, what happened here? Well, go back and read Aftermath and you get to see what exactly happened and how it happened. So, yeah, I agree. Yes, definitely check it out. It's done very, very well. I have them on Audible as well. I listen to them while I'm at work. Yeah, they did have a few stories. Andrew said that they're good, but they do have some random side stories. And then there are some side stories that don't get played out in the books that you see later on in the sequel trilogy. But yeah, I enjoyed them. In fact, the audio books, I really enjoyed. Now I'm going to have to look and see who, was that Thompson that did those? Let me pull up my Audible, if I can find it. I think it was Mark Thompson that did the Aftermath ones. I have too many Audible books. It doesn't say who did it. It just, I know that Chuck Wendig wrote them. Well, let's see if it says. Nope, I don't see it. But I think, yeah, I think it was Mark Thompson that did the reading for those, and he does an amazing job with that. So yeah, I mean, heck, it's 50 minutes and been talking about High Republic here. We're two phases down. We have one phase to go. My guess is that they're going to light speed ahead from phase two, jump right over phase one and land sometime after to get us caught up. I mean, they have to. Phase two is set 382 before the Battle of Yavin. Phase one starts 262 years before Battle of Yavin. So it's about 120 years difference. I'm guessing that they're going to jump another 150 years to get to that 150 to 50 year before Battle of Yavin range, and they'll try to tie it into the prequels a little bit. Who knows what we're going to get? Maybe we'll get some Plagueis, maybe a young Palpatine. Who knows? But yeah. So that's about all I got. Don't take my word for it, folks. This is just my opinion on High Republic. Please get a few of the books. By all means, if you have the option to get the comics, get as many of the comics as you can to help fill in those gaps. If you just read the adult novels and the comics, you'll have most or three quarters of all the information for phase one and 75% of phase two. So don't take my word for it. Go out, read it for yourself, make up your own mind whether you like it or not. For me, it just wasn't into it for other reasons. But yeah, so coming up, we do have WSTR Radio coming up next. In fact, they actually might be going on right now. I'm trying to remember how long. No, I still think I have like 20 minutes before they come on. But coming up, November, Star Wars. We have Disney Animation versus Live Action. Do the remakes actually make it better? Star Wars Gaming, Best and Worst. We have JFK. And then Writer's Block. Why is it so hard to come up with new ideas? So that's our month-long look of November. We might have some dates fluctuation in there just because of holidays and traveling back and forth to work conferences and medical appointments in Houston next week. So, yeah. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the chat. If so, come back next week. We'll be here, same time, same place. Thank you for everyone that showed up in the chat, Luna Girl and Science Fictionary, Roe and F-Class Heroes. Really appreciate your support, and we'll see you on the other side. Have a good night.